John 19, verses 28 to 30. In these three verses, I looked at Jesus the man, the humanity of Christ, and Jesus in control. He working his purpose here. He offering himself. The voluntary work of Christ here. And now for the third discourse, I come to verse 30. And these three words, it is finished. And actually in the Greek, it's one word, tetelestai. Tetelestai. Now, as I said before, we have to read the context to see how we should pronounce the words. Did Jesus say, it is finished? It's finished. No, not at all. This is a triumphant cry, a tremendous declaration. Tetelestai. It is accomplished. It is finished. I put it to you that this probably is the most important text in all Scripture. Perhaps I'm foolish for saying such a thing, but in many senses, I think it could be argued, it could be fully argued, justified, that this is the major text of all Scripture. Tetelestai, this word, these three words in English, it is finished. This one word in Greek, tetelestai, fulfilled, completed, finished, is perhaps the most important word in Scripture. Let me just talk about the Greek for a moment. The word fulfilled comes a lot of times in these passages, 24 in verse 36 and so on. Fulfilled, fulfilled, fulfilled. But we also get completed. We get it in verse 28, verse 28, and of course verse 30, the text I'm looking at today, it is finished. Now this word completed here, teleo, tetelestai, is also used in Acts 13, verse 39. And is also used in John 17 and verse 4. I have completed, completed. It's not simply fulfilled or brought to pass. It is accomplished. This word is a very important word, a very rich word. And I want to just suggest to you some hints of how we should look at this. And I want to start, as it were, at the very bottom. Let me just say that Jesus is not saying, I'm finished. It's all up. It's come to ruin and end, and it's ended in disaster. It's not, I'm finished. It is finished. Now, does he mean, first of all, the pain, the suffering, the agony, the misery is over? Well, of course it is. But it doesn't mean that at all. But it is over. And the pain was real. The suffering was real. I've spoken of that. The real humanity of Christ. The pain is finished. The suffering. My humiliation on earth is over now. Well, that's true. But let's come up a bit higher. Does he mean the prophecies of the Old Testament are fulfilled? And what a mass of prophecies there are. Genesis 3:15, Psalm 22, all these prophecies, Zechariah 13, the fountain opened for sin and uncleanness, Isaiah 53, the prophet Jeremiah, the minor prophets, Ezekiel, and all of them. They all speak of Christ. Indeed, Luke 24, Christ is in all the Scriptures. Moses spoke of him. The prophecies declare the coming and the suffering and the resurrection of Christ and the outpouring of the Spirit. Is Jesus saying, these prophecies now have been brought to fulfillment. The fountain is now opened for sin and uncleanness. I have now conquered Satan. I have rescued my people. I have now, as a lamb, gone to the slaughter. And I have borne the iniquity of my people. It is finished. The prophecies are finished. Psalm 22, fully accomplished now. Yes, I'm sure that's true. But that doesn't exhaust the meaning. Tetelestai. Does he mean tetelestai? All the old covenant shadows are now fulfilled. What do you mean by that? Genesis 22, the ram sacrificed in the place of Isaac. I've quoted Isaiah 53, the prophecies. But the types, the shadows, the Passover, the deliverance by the sacrifice and the shedding of the blood, the deliverance of Israel from Egypt, all this typified the great work of Christ. Is Christ saying, my pain is finished? The prophecies are fulfilled. The old covenant shadows, the temple, the priesthood, the tabernacle services, the sacrifices, the altar, all this is now accomplished. I am this Sabbath. I am this sacrifice. I am this temple. I am the great high priest. And this is the finished sacrifice. I'm sure he's saying that. Is he saying, and Hebrews 7, 8 and 10 will justify this, is he saying that the old covenant itself is now accomplished and fulfilled? I have finished and brought to its end. Galatians 3, 19, I have brought to its end, its God-appointed end, all the old covenant. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 1, 17. Is that what Christ is saying? Hebrews 7, Hebrews 8, Hebrews 10 will justify this. Of course, the pain, the suffering, the prophecies, the shadows, the old covenant itself is all perfected. It's all completed. It's all tetelestai. Does he mean the Father's will? John 17, 1 to 4, I've already hinted at that. John 17, 4, this word is used. I have completed the work you gave me to do. Hebrews 10, very clear. Christ came into the world to fulfill his Father's will. And over again he says that he's doing his Father's work and finishing it. And here it is, the triumph. Tetelestai, I have accomplished and fulfilled the complete, entire will of God. Yes, I'm sure all that is true. But of course, it also means it is finished. I have accomplished the redemption of all my elect, all the people, all God's elect. For by one offering, he has perfected forever. Same word. Perfected forever. Those who are being sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. What a rich word. Tetelestai. The redemption of the elect. The Father's will accomplished. The old covenant now completed and fulfilled. All the shadows and the prophecies now centered in him. And Christ's humiliation is now over, and he is going back to glory. He will be buried, but on the third day he will rise again and ascend in glory. And all the gates of heaven shall open, and all the angels shall worship him and receive him back to the Father's presence in glory. Tetelestai. But my friend, it's not just a historical lecture I want to give. There's personal application. Until we bring this home to ourselves, we've learned nothing. Is it tetelestai with you, my friend? What do you mean? You see, all of us have to be right with God. Even you atheists know that. You're struggling to live according to your conscience or your light. The religious among you are trying to live by rites and sacraments and prayers and doings of this and works of one kind or another. We're all on a struggle to get right with God, even those of you who deny him. Yes, there's a working. And I'll tell you, that work is never accomplished, is never finished. To the day you die, it will be unfinished, incomplete, and it will never work. Whatever sacraments you call it, whatever ordinances, whatever rites or ceremonies, whatever obedience or any work you do, doing your best or whatever you might say it is, being respectable, decent, religious or whatever, it will never satisfy. But there is a tetelestai. There is a finished work. It's the Savior's work, Jesus' work. These words here, it is accomplished. It is finished. Everyone listening to me is either resting his or her soul upon Jesus, resting, tetelestai, completed. Or they're resting, they think they're resting, on an incomplete, untetelestied work, their own efforts. Which is it for you, my friend? Have you given up your labors? Have you given up your struggling, your trying? And have you cast yourself and resting yourself and relying yourself and trusting your soul to Jesus Christ? Hear his words, my friend. They are the most important words in Scripture. And if you trust him, they'll be the most important words in your life. It is finished. Tetelestai. If you want to know what being a Christian is, what being converted is, being a real Christian is, you only have to ask the question, what does tetelestai mean to you? Are you resting everything, everything upon the finished work of Christ until you can say, yes, I rest on what Christ is and what Christ has done, not what these hands have done, not my strugglings, not my prayers, not this or that or the other about myself, but Christ, Christ and his tetelestai. That is all my hope. That is a real Christian. I urge you, my friend, if you've never rested your soul upon Christ, give up all your labors now and cast yourself, abandon yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and plead this word, tetelestai, and may it be finished for you. And brother and sister, whatever Satan says to you, whatever temptations come, rest again, 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 again upon Jesus and his finished work. Let tetelestai ring through your heart, your soul and your mind. May it bring you much joy and peace in believing. Blessed be God for these words, for this word. It is finished. Tetelestai.